there was a phase where I was replaced from quite a few songs.
Okay.
In Bollywood, which kind of like scarred me in a way. I've moved on from, you know, doing stuff like this. I'm more concentrated on doing my independent stuff. Stage pe jaane se pehle, I'm always scared.
Even today?
Fati padi hoti hai, bro. Main jaisa gaata na, main best gaata.
Give me a list of Arman Malik rider, which
bouncers are very important. A luxury car for sure is very important. Okay.
Business class ticket, do you ask for you and your team?
First bhi mang lete hain.
First class ticket.
In today's episode, we have Arman Malik, the sensational singer from India who sings in more than 10 plus languages and comes from a hardcore music family. Still, his father didn't want him to join or get into music at all. In fact, when he joined a reality TV show, he got rejected because of nepotism. We've always heard that nepotism gets you ahead in your life, but he got blocked all the way. And why? You're going to figure out in today's episode. We've talked about how does he make songs which gets viral? What is his process to become a brand which he's becoming? How does he chooses the next step? How does he make sure that he's building right kind of community? And how does he makes money and spends that money as well? स्टार्ट कैसे किया? लाइक डिड यू ऑलवेज, लाइक यू ऑलवेज न्यू कि तुझे सिंगर बनना है?
मुझे एक्चुअली जो स्टोरी मुझे मेरे पेरेंट्स ने बताई है, दैट एट द एज ऑफ थ्री, टू और थ्री, आई वॉज क्राइंग इन ट्यून. मतलब रोते रोते मैं सुर में गा रहा था.
ओके.
सुर में रो रहा था. तो उनको लगा कि यार ये इस बच्चे के गले में तो सुर है, आई थिंक यू नो वी शुड get him trained or whatever. And then I think at the age of quite early, 4 or 5, I started, you know, I got enrolled into a music class, and I absolutely hated it when I initially started.
Okay.
Kyunki, you know, raags the, taane the, sab, and but matlab 4 or 5 year old jumping into a whole world which is unknown to him. He knows that he has some, like internally mujhe ye feeling thi ki yaar म्यूजिक से मुझे लगाव है, लेकिन आई डोंट नो ऑल दिस कॉम्प्लेक्सिटीज दैट अरे ये राग सीखना पड़ेगा या सो आई इमीडिएटली वेंट टू माय मॉम एंड सेड कि यार मुझे ये क्लास नहीं करना है.
ओके.
देन वी फाउंड अनदर गुरुजी हु टॉट मी यू नो सेमी क्लासिकल, नॉट एग्जैक्टली फुल फुल ब्लोन क्लासिकल. एंड वहाँ पे मेरी जो एक म्यूजिक एजुकेशन हुई, दैट बिकेम द फाउंडेशन फॉर मी एज अ सिंगर. And then, you know, my mom comes from a background which is completely non-musical.
Okay.
She's in, you know, her family's full of engineers, doctors, that she's a South Indian. So, okay. You know, the really educational background she comes from. And she wanted me to complete my
education,
education. Which eventually didn't happen. We'll talk about that later. When we come to that, we'll talk about
okay.
it. But, you know, when she told me that she wanted me to pursue this as a career, because I thought always that my mom is, you know, the very business oriented, or like we have to land a job.
Yeah.
Arman bade hoke ek job karega is what probably she thought, because she saw my dad not being successful in this chosen field.
Thing, yeah.
And she's seen his struggles and been with him through those struggles. So she's like, I don't want my kids to go through all of that. I want them to be well-educated, have that security. You know how Indian parents are.
And especially when they're like our parents' generation, us time pe tha experiment ka scope.
Exactly.
Rakhte nahi the.
So dad also was pretty much on the same page ki yaar, music dekhte hain, let them do it as a hobby. Lekin career jaisa sochna nahi hai. It became serious when I started winning these competitions, when people started coming to them and saying, "Ki, listen, your son is really, really good at what he does. He's really good at singing." So somewhere they're like, if we curtail, if we stop him from singing or stop him from doing music, maybe we'll rob him of a future that is actually destined for him.
True. True.
So my parents got really behind me at 8, 9 to pursue singing completely.
Okay.
Because they saw the potential in me. They saw that, you know, he's doing well in it. The next step, however, was the controversial one within my family.
Okay.
Where I and me and my mom actually took the call of, you know, going for the audition for Sare Ga Ma Pa Where my dad wasn't very much on board of that.
Like, why?
He just didn't want me to go on any reality show or, you know, be out there in the public. Because, you know, obviously he might have had scars from the industry, which he doesn't want anything. Yeah. There's, I don't know his reason till date. Ki yaar kyun wo chahte the ki main nahi jaun. But somehow my mom and I were like, yaar, jaate hain, try kar. Matlab, max to max, what will happen? I won't clear the audition or I won't participate in it. But at least if I go, at least I'll know that I tried. Given the fact that I'd done so many inter-school competitions and won them, I thought maybe, you know, this could be a...
What happened when you won this?
So I went, I auditioned, and I auditioned not as Arman Malik, I just auditioned as Arman from Mumbai.
Okay. Oh.
Because I did not want anyone to be like, okay, he's, you know, Dabu Malik's son and Anu Malik's nephew, and he comes from this big family. So I didn't want any of that.
Baggage.
It was baggage.
Yeah,
it to was be a very baggage. Honest, as much as I hate saying it, it was a baggage because I'm very proud of my family and my legacy that I'm carrying forward. My dada's legacy is something which is very, very important for me. So I would never want to call it baggage, but there is baggage because the name is so much.
Yeah,
it is so prominent in the industry. So I didn't want anyone to make that a judging point.
True.
I wanted them to judge me for me whether I'm a good singer or no.
And in any of the decisions, it would affect you, and it would affect everyone if you start using your name. If you would have started using your name there, ki
I never.
If you aage jata, to people would have said ki acha, ye to uska nephew hai, isliye aage ja raha hai, uska beta isliye aage ja raha hai. Reject ho jata to unka nephew ke baad bhi.
I got rejected at a point where, and one of the judges said ki yaar, aapko to mauka mil hi jayega.
Oh,
so that kind of like hit me, and I was like, okay, maybe, you know, people that by that time they had realized that I'm from this family
background. Okay.
Actually, the first day I appeared on TV, my dad didn't know about it, and he got calls from like all his friends. And अरे अरमान को देखा TV पे हमने ना, dad like कहाँ पे कौन सा TV क्या कौन सा channel क्या हो रही है, and then suddenly we surprised him and we switched on the audition tape, and that's when he realized I've participated in the show.
But he didn't want it. What was his reaction?
Then my dad is full dal badlu after that.
Achha.
Okay, what happened when he got started getting all these calls? Na, ha ha, maine to bola tha usse jaane ke liye us show pe. That's what he became. But I mean, honestly, I'm so glad I went on that show because I learned a lot.
What did you learn? What was the main thing?
I learned that I have lots to. I learned that I was not a good singer. Not that good. Us level tak nahi tha main, jahan pe hona chahiye.
Okay.
I was like, I was decent. I was young, very young. I was 9 when I entered on the show, and I turned 10 on the show. And the other kids were way more mature than me when it comes to singing, when it comes to having done live shows. They had more experience than me in that manner. And on the show, I realized ki yaar, I'm good, but I'm not there yet.
True.
I'm not the best at what I do. So I think that was very, very important, that awakening for me as an artist here after I'm done, because I got eliminated on that show on the 8th position. I was in top 10 and 8th I was eliminated. As soon as I got out of that show, I worked so damn hard on my singing. I was like, I do not want to ever feel like on stage I'm any less than perfect.
And do you feel that now?
I mean,
you still feel that? No.
Feel that I'm not good?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
You go on stage with believing that you're the best?
Yes, that's very important.
Why do you feel like? Don't you feel that? I mean, it's important, but do you ever look at other creators, other artists, other musicians, be like?
I'm not saying I'm better than people.
Nahin.
Mujhe isse
better hona hai. Kabhi aisa socha hai?
Nahin. Am I best at what I do? There's a very clear difference between that. There are two ways of looking at it. Ya to aap kaho ki yaar wo banda bahut acha gaata hai, main usse better gana chahta hu. Ya to you say yaar main jaisa gaata hu na, main best gaata hu. That is my confidence. That is not overconfidence, it's just confidence in what you can offer as a singer. And that's what I wanted, because at that time when I was on that show, I was a kid not knowing what is happening. I was just singing. Jo maine sikha hai wo ga raha tha main. Lekin today, after so many years, having done so many songs, so many shows, I have that confidence that when I go on stage and I get a mic in my hand, I will slay and come back. That confidence is there.
Fair.
No one is 100% perfect in this
for
world.
For sure.
That you, me, anybody, no one is perfect.
True.
But we have to be great at what we do. You cannot just be okay.
Yeah.
You have to be awesome at what you do. If Tiger Woods was not Tiger Woods at his playing, he wouldn't be Tiger Woods. It's as similar. Even Sachin Sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, take any other sportsman or musician, Michael Jackson for a reference point from a musician. He was amazing at what he does. Best dancer, best live performer, best singer that I have seen. And singer and dancer together.
Yeah.
That's again a very rare combination.
Very rare.
So you have to be amazing at your craft. And today also, literally, if one note also goes off on like a live performance, I beat myself about it.
Okay. What do you do?
No, matlab like not
obviously mara nahi hote. But yeah, like what do you do?
But I am extremely dejected.
Okay.
And I feel like next day again, I get back again to the drawing board and I'm like, wo sur kyun gaya? I start analyzing, yaar, ye kyun gaya, ye kyun hua? And start working on it.
Okay. So, you know, there are two, three things I want to tell you. First was about the passion you said. I'm a big believer of this, that people keep saying, right, find your passion, discover your passion. I don't believe that ever happens. You are always given passion. You're given by other people. So you do something and because you just felt like there was a curiosity, tumne kar liya. The moment you do it and somebody compliments you on that, you're like, oh, damn, I'm good at it. And then you, because someone else complimented you, you work harder to prove them that, hey, you know what? I'm really good at this. That's why I'm doing it. And you want more people's compliments. And that eventually becomes your passion. Because if you look at any process, whether it's music, whether it's podcasting, speaking, entrepreneurship, whatever, worldwide, anything you're in, passion is really boring. Like you get, I mean, singing दूर से बड़ा अच्छा लगता है. Wow, Arman क्या stage पे जाता है, हजारों लोग lights दिखाते हैं, बहुत kill लगेगा, right? Everybody wants to be a singer. दो reel viral हो गई, everybody likes it. But you actually, when you start taking classes, you realize कि रोज ये करना पड़ेगा, right? I got my first sense of this. I thought that music is my passion and I want to play it because I heard Green Day and Coldplay. So I was like, मुझे भी ये करना है, मैं guitar बजाऊंगा, मैं बहुत बड़ा. I went to guitar class. Dude, 3 days into it, I was like, what the hell am I doing? Because 1, 2, 3, 4 hi kar rahe hai. Like, you know that finger exercise? 1, 2, 3. It's just 3 days, 7 days.
And then your fingers still must have been sore.
Aise, lines are I don't like this. It's so boring. Roz aake par pa pa pa. Like, kuch bach bhi nahi raha. So it's so boring. It's so irritating. It's so annoying.
But that is where perfection lies.
Exactly.
In the boring stuff.
Yeah.
When you do boring stuff again and again, again and again,
that's where the mastery comes. Yeah.
That's when you become a master at what you do.
True.
That's how it is.
True.
People can't, like, especially people who want to excel at what they do, you have to do the boring stuff repeatedly.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So there's I recently read a quote that when you're bored of your boredom is when you have done something good.
That's a mad quote.
Feels like you, अब मैं इस thought से bore हो गया हूँ कि मैं खो गया. But still, if you're doing it, your drive is so big that you don't care about your boredom, you don't care about your discipline, you don't care about that you're doing it every day.
Yeah.
Is when you actually kind of start achieving certain things because you're done with it. Okay. So tell me one thing. I had a question. Okay. About one thing you said, ki your dad maybe didn't want you to go to reality show.
Yeah.
Right. Why do you think? तुझे क्या लगता है reason? Obviously you don't know the reason, but तुझे लगता क्या है कि ऐसा क्या होगा? But she didn't want to know.
I think maybe he just didn't want his son to be judged in front of the whole world.
Hmm.
And maybe in a way I thought he felt I'm too young or too underprepared. Maybe could be.
Fair.
I've always felt like I've had to make sure, like I remember this one performance I had done at an awards show. This was a few years later when I kind of was, you know, just starting out as a playback singer.
Okay.
I was given this opportunity to do an SRK tribute, actually.
Oh, nice.
And I sang Mitwa.
Nice.
And, you know, and that was the first time the industry was in the audience, as in the most important people in our industry were in the audience. And there was SRK sir as well, obviously. And I was singing it. And that was my first, I would say, introduction as a singer to so many people from our industry who were, at least for us, it was at least for me and my dad and like our family, it was like, yahan pe aisa gaana hai कि यार इन लोग सबको लगे कि यार दिस गाय इज
इसमें दम है,
ये दिस गाय इज समवन टू लुक आउट फॉर. सो दैट प्रेशर, एंड आई इफ यू सी दैट क्लिप ऑल्सो, इट इज ऑनलाइन, देयर इज अ सर्टन डर इन माई आईज एंड आई एम लुकिंग एट माई डैड एंड डैड लुकिंग एट मी. सो वी लिटरली टॉकिंग टू इच अदर एंड कम्युनिकेटिंग थ्रू आर आईज एंड सेइंग कि यार आज तो फाड़ देना है, we have to do our best, because very rarely you get such moments where you can prove that you are worth it.
Are you happy about that?
I was extremely happy. I was not happy about my facial expressions because it looked like I was scared, but internally I was like, I have to prove a point. That's why, you know, the face always mirrors what you're feeling inside.
True.
Singing was on point, which I'm glad about. it's just the fact that, you know, there was us time pe ek aisi cheez thi ki yaar, we were the lesser known Maliks from our family.
Okay.
So it was like, ye ek mauka hai to show that, you know, why we deserve a place at the table. So, you know, that's, it's very,
so many emotions mixed together.
Too many emotions. And the fact that, you know, I've seen my dad go through his fair share of struggles, you know, the kind of, stuff that didn't happen for us, the stuff that should have happened and didn't happen, and like, you know, always wo hote hote nahi hua cheezein unke life mein hamare as a family. So I was like, you know, I have to put a stop to this today with this performance. So, you know, there are a lot of those moments in life where jo खुद के ऊपर एक वो एक प्रेशर होती है. इट्स अ गुड प्रेशर आई फील, बिकॉज यू नो व्हेन यू नर्वस यू ऑलवेज वांट टू गिव योर मोर देन 100.
या
एंड आई फील लाइक नर्वसनेस वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. इवन टुडे आई हैव दीज बटरफ्लाइज. स्टेज पे जाने से पहले आई एम ऑलवेज स्कैर्ड.
इवन टुडे
फटी पड़ी होती है ब्रो, सच्ची में. बट वो बहुत बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट है, क्योंकि I don't know if where I had learned this or heard this, but there was this one line ki yaar, if you're scared, that means you care.
Yeah.
And that is one emotion that I want to keep within me till I'm human. It's humanly possible to still perform.
You know, I believe that musicians, rappers, performers, you guys are the best at reading audience.
Yeah.
You are the best educators, you're the best culture builders, you're the best, like, how do I tell you, that's a word, like connection builder or something, I don't know if that's a word, but you guys are the best at just, you have the crowd control in a way, yeah, which is wild. So aisa kya, like, what do you know that you control a crowd in such a good way? Because I've seen great performers that tum log ekdam चुप भी होते हैं ना, सब चुप हो जाते हैं. लाइक इट्स सो डिफिकल्ट, यू आर परफॉर्मिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ 1000 पीपल, 2000, 10,000 पीपल, एंड दिस 10,000 पीपल दे आर साइलेंट द मोमेंट यू आर साइलेंट. दे शाउट व्हेन यू वांट देम टू शाउट, दे सिंग व्हेन यू वांट देम टू सिंग. लाइक इट्स द कंट्रोल इज सो मच. डू यू प्रैक्टिस दैट? कैसे होता है, लाइक हाउ डू यू कंट्रोल, हाउ डू बिल्ड दैट कनेक्शन विद ऑडियंस? क्या सब लोग एक सिंक में होते हैं? इज इट जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ म्यूजिक?
नो, आई मीन सी, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन व्हाट काइंड ऑफ अ शो इट इज. And it also depends on how experienced you are as a live performer. Because the more you perform, the more you get to know your audience. And each audience in each city is very different.
Okay.
Especially when because I sing in more than 12 languages. So when I go to a Bangalore and I'm singing in Kannada, that audience reacts very differently. And I have to be a little different in that city when compared to a Delhi or a Mumbai. So this is my way of functioning. And it's not because I do this because people expect me. It's because I, as a person, I'm like that.
Yeah.
I want to merge with people where they are, how they are, and be part of their family, wherever it is. Whether it's in Bengal, whether it's in Bangalore, or whether it's in Hyderabad, I want them to feel like I'm one of their own. And you can only do that when you have a very, very, very glued in understanding of what the culture is about.
Wow, dude, that's so interesting. Do you read about cultures? Do you observe? कैसे पता चलता है about?
For me, it's more
things?
Observation. For me, it's more about listening to what people are, saying, talking, feeling. What are they happy about? What are they sad about? what is marked as respectful and what is disrespectful. There are different things. What is respectful in one part of the country may not be respectful in the other part.
True.
So, I mean, it's very, very different. And especially in India, we have a very, very varied, like, cultural fabric in our country. Like, the North is completely different from the South. And the East has its own vibe completely. And, you know, you have to just be spending more and more time around the people there, just grasping that. You can never learn this by reading anything. Obviously, you can learn history. Mm. You can learn where people came from and what their culture is in general. But culture is different, and culture, what you get in books, is different. You can know a place's culture or a region's culture by staying with the people, by learning how they're living their life in general and how they're talking, feeling. Mm. That's where I'm glued in. I'm glued in on a more human level than I would say
level.
Yeah, rather than a bookish level, I'm more like, what are you as a person? Like, I let the other person tell me who they are without even telling me who they are. Mm. And that's where I pick up all these signals, and then I know that, you know, when I come on stage, this is what I have to do.
Very interesting. Because I think that's so important. If you're operating in different parts of the country, if you're operating worldwide, you just need to understand and observe, okay, what are they made of? What do they respect? What do they value the most? And
you have to be emotionally aware, I feel, as an artist, as a singer, as a performer. You have to be very emotionally aware, because people have come there to watch and feel.
Hmm.
Whether it's a party feel or whether it's a something that they've come with their better halves, or they want to feel romance or feel love or feel emotions of that. You have to be very emotionally aware as a performer.
Yeah, singers have a lot of technical radars as well.
Technical?
Technical radar, what do you call it? Radar,
I think, yeah.
Jo.
Technical radars in what way? Like what do you
have your own requirements ki mujhe ye chahiye stage ke peeche.
Rider.
Okay.
Rider.
I just heard. So when Justin Bieber came to India, yaar uska rider aaya tha ki mujhe peeche ek pool chahiye. Theek hai, mujhe mera pool chahiye jisme main kabhi bhi shower le lunga. Stage ke peeche chahiye mujhe itni dresses chahiye, itna mujhe AC chahiye, itni mujhe oxygen cylinders chahiye, you know, 25 cheeze. So artists do that a lot.
Okay.
So I started reading about it on multiple pages everywhere. Because that fascinated me ki bhai Justin Bieber ke agar itne natak honge to kyun hai? There has to be a reason behind it. Aisa nahi hai ki bas main star hu to koi har koi manega nahi. Because I know it looks very easy for a lot of people ki bhai artists hai to natak honge, but organizers na laga ke rakhte itni easily sab cheeze nahi milti har kisi ko, right? It's very difficult to convince them to do it. So I started reading about it and started finding out ki when artist is singing completely in the moment, they're in the zone. Okay. There are highest chances of them to face any kind of stroke or heart related things or any kind of, like, you know, blood pressure related things.
Okay.
Because they are at such a high of their life.
Yeah.
Ki itne zyada emotions up and down hote, to unko wo pura place jo hai usko soothe karne ke liye bahut cheeze lagi rehti.
Achha.
So there are a lot of artists.
Ye mujhe bhi nahi pata tha that you were saying this.
I mean, read it like it. So it becomes very claustrophobic.
I just thought maybe because they are artists of a superstar level. Okay. They have certain...
Same. Even though I started reading, right?
Asks or whatever.
Bro, there's a proper science behind it. Ki kyun there are certain... So Michael Jackson used to have oxygen cylinders on its stage. Do you know this? Okay. So you'll read about it, you'll find it out. So Michael Jackson used to have, in his green room on the stage, he used to have oxygen cylinders. Because that is the only thing which was keep his skin properly glowing throughout the entire performance.
Wow.
Because oxygen ki kami ho jati at the stage, when you're super in the zone, tum bahut loud
and it's hot, right?
And you're putting your full efforts in that game. And you need to be looking the certain way, singing the certain way, and you need to feel zero uncomfort.
Yeah.
So oxygen hota hai, theek hai. Bahut sare artists ko aisa hota hai, when they are usually high on certain substances, they are usually in there, maybe emotionally, maybe on alcohol, maybe on some substance, right? To unko bahut claustrophobic ho jata hai ek time pe. To uske liye bhi bahut sare provisions hote hain stage pe, tabhi wo rider aise banta hai. So do you have a rider, or have you even thought of these things?
Every artist has a rider. It just depends on how crazy your rider is.
So, logo ke, mere liye bahut ye crazy tha ki logo ke हेल्थ कोचेस, परफॉर्मेंस कोचेस सब उधर रहते हैं और वो ऐसा पूरा साइंटिफिकली डिजाइन करते हैं. जैसे आर्टिस्ट की इतनी चीज, मुझे पहले लगता था बस सुपरस्टार है तो नाटक होंगे.
अभी ये बोला है तो मैं भी डिजाइन करने वाला हूँ नया राइडर. Okay. अभी
क्या राइडर?
माइनस राइडर. आई मीन फॉर मी इट्स आई मीन द बेसिक पार्ट ऑफ एनी राइडर इज ऑब्वियसली द हॉस्पिटैलिटी एंड द कार्स और द होटल्स एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट. बट फ्रॉम अ मोर कम्फर्ट पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू द ग्रीन रूम टेक्निकलिटीज आर समथिंग दैट आई मेक श्योर दैट आई हैव लाइक.
Give me a list of Arman Malik rider, which
for me, bro, I have very.
एक मुझे personal car चाहिए खड़ी रहेगी.
मुझे
एक personal room चाहिए.
Green tea चाहिए होता है.
Okay, green tea चाहिए.
I need a kettle so that I can make warm water.
Okay, you need kettle. You'll warm your own water. You need somebody to just keep giving you warm water again.
No. I mean, there should be enough water for me to hydrate myself because when you sing, you need a lot of water.
Okay.
I need a kettle to make warm water so that I can keep sipping it until I go on stage. And lots of hand towels because
you're sweating most of the time. Okay.
I need my separate mic, which is my own mic. So that we carry all the time. That's not something we ask.
You carry your own mic.
Yeah, I carry my own mic. Obviously, firstly because of hygiene purposes. Because all of us use so many different mics from different people. They've been close to it. You don't know what germs are there. Not saying someone's purposely carrying germs, but it could be there.
It's possible.
So hygiene purposes, most importantly. And second, aesthetically, I have my logo on the mic. So pictures jab khichenge to achha lagega. So, I mean, my rider per se is not, I don't have jacuzzis. I don't have any of these asks.
No, it's not like mujhe G63 chahiye, 4 bouncers chahiye.
लग्जरी कार फॉर श्योर इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट.
बिजनेस क्लास टिकट डू यू आस्क फॉर यू एंड योर टीम?
या
दैट्स फॉर श्योर.
फर्स्ट भी मांग लेते हैं.
फर्स्ट क्लास ठीक है. You shared recently an experience of lip-synced performance.
Right? That tweet went very viral.
Okay. So, that reminded me of one of my favorite artists. Favorite is Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I love the guy.
Yeah.
I love his journey. I feel ki uski journey bahut mere se related hai. Uska har gana mujhe lagta hai ki mere liye likha hua hai.
I love Justin.
The way he's built his brand, the kind of person he is, sab acha hai. And I went to attend his concert in Navi Mumbai. And I hated it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he was not going through a good phase or whatever the reason was. He was lip syncing.
That was the last leg of his tour. Purpose overall. Tour. He cancelled his full North America dates after the India show and South Africa show or some show.
You performed there?
No.
Okay. So, Justin Bieber ka jo tha, life, I went there, I was super excited. Ek to itna dur chal ke Navi Mumbai ke andar tum jao, right? Aur fir it was terrible performance. Or lip sync performance. So I hated it.
Yeah.
And tab se mein laga, yaar, main nahi jaane wala idhar kabhi bhi lip sync performance mein. So when you posted that, it gave me that vibe ki yaar, okay, that's... So what's your take on that?
The thing is, in India, na, the problem... I wouldn't say problem. See, there are different breeds of artists and performers. Some artists are artists that do not sing live. And people in the Western world know that they don't sing. They just go because there's their favorite artist. They want to listen to the music. There's that perspective there.
Okay.
A lot of times rap artists, hip hop artists are not singing live.
Okay.
You know that. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't know this. I thought log gaate hi hai saath mein.
Nahi, matlab gaate bhi honge to auto-tune or on hai because unka vibe aisa hai.
Now I know.
तो वाइब है वो, लेकिन वो एक्चुअली मतलब दे नॉट शोइंग एफर्ट. देयर इज नो एफर्ट पर से, बट दे आर वाइबिंग, दे चिलिंग. दैट्स प्रॉब्ली हाउ हिप हॉप कॉन्सर्ट्स वर्क. आई डोंट नो, आई एम नॉट इन दैट वर्ल्ड, सो आई रियली कांट कमेंट ऑन दोज परफॉर्मेंसेस. बट देर आर एक्चुअल पीपल हु आर क्लेमिंग टू बी सिंगर्स बट आर नॉट सिंगिंग लाइव इन कॉन्सर्ट्स. एंड आई हैव अ प्रॉब्लम विद दैट बिकॉज सी, पीपल वर्क हार्ड, अर्न मनी. दे डोंट वांट दैट मनी टू गो वेस्ट. They do not want their love for the artist to go waste. Now, when a fan of mine comes to a concert of mine, it's my responsibility to give them the best concert I can. Now, if I'm not well on that day, or if there's some other circumstance, I'm not being able to give my 100%, my 70, 80%, my 50% is also acceptable. But completely not doing it, or even a cancellation and then doing a show later on is fine. But lip syncing is, I personally feel, is not something that is justified, because if you're a singer, now when it comes to rappers and like, I don't know that whole hip hop space, how it works. I have mostly seen them completely lip syncing and just hyping the audience up rather than actually singing the song. Maybe it works in that world. I could be wrong. But in the singing world where you are a singer, you have songs where you're singing, not rapping. Sing those songs.
Man. Are you claiming that you're a singer? It just works out.
If you're a singer, then sing. If you're a singer and you're doing a concert, the least someone is going to want is for you to sing, na? Least. Matlab, log abhi least pe aa gaye. I would say 90-95% of my concerts live. There is a 5% aspect where I have a backing vocal behind, because I'm going to be tired in a certain section in my concert where I have to dance and sing. Their vocals are playing. And I openly admit it to my fans know it. And everyone who comes to my concert also knows which that section is. There's a dance section where I'm dancing and singing. There are vocals playing behind with my live voice also.
Okay.
But it's there for support, because a person cannot sing those many hours without it. It's not going to be possible. But I can 100% guarantee saying that my shows are 90-95% live. And there are 100% live also. But it depends on the show. Whether you do dancey songs, whether you require that energy throughout that 2.5
It's a very different.
It's subjective, it's relative. But live gana chahiye if you're a singer. Tum kyun kar? Why is someone paying a ticket and wanting to see you? Because you're going to give them an experience
live. You want to connect with
them. And not just ki yaar visuals dal diye, main achcha sa koi outfit mein aa gaya. Aisa put your hands up kar diya, ho gaya sab. Aisa nahi hota hai. Theek hai, hota hoga koi genres mein. I might be wrong, but at least if you're a singer or claiming to be a singer, sing.
Hey, this gets me to a like quick detour from my question. Overrated, underrated, okay?
Yeah.
Which one do you feel is your most underrated song?
I put out this song called Ghalib Hona Hai, okay, which was a ghazal with Sanjay Leela Bhansali, sir.
Okay.
And I feel like more people should listen to that, because people feel like I don't sing, you know, in that classical vibe or ghazal vibe. They should check that out and see. I have that side to me as well.
Okay. And which one do you feel is the most overrated song?
Overrated.
Very difficult for an artist to answer this, but you have to.
I don't know. I feel like overrated thoda mushkil ho gaya abhi. Kya hi bolu main? There's this one remake, I think, which I had done, which I'm like, okay, it's theek hai, matlab, like I like it, but it's not worth that crazy hype. Like this was this Pyar Kiya To Nibhana. I don't know if you remember that song.
Pyar Kiya
Hai Pal Pal Tumse. So uska ek remake kiya tha maine, and you know, I was like, okay, theek hai, it's chill. As a good special nahi hai. And so many people come up to me, I love that, the way you recreated it, and like it sounds so fresh, and main har din sunta hu. I was like, calm down, itna bhi special nahi hai gana. But yeah, I mean, I would say, yeah, that I feel is overrated, but I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah, this gets me to a point that, especially post-pandemic generation, the younger generation, every music enthusiast is now have started shifting to indie music. Like they've started accepting that as a genre. Before that in India, it was not there. Right. So do you feel that people are shifting from Bollywood to independent music?
Oh, totally.
Okay, so I was coming to like a reason. So that is happening. The shift is happening.
Shift
people
has happened.
Like it. Okay.
Shift has happened. People don't, honestly, like I feel like the content that's coming out from Bollywood music is, from Bollywood movies, in terms of music is not there yet. I mean, very, very few individuals like, you know, Vishal Shekhar, Pritam Sir, Arijit, these are the guys who are, I would say literally saving Bollywood music at this point because they're putting out some amazing songs in the last, you know, few months. But other than that, I don't think there's anything that's really clicking with me.
Is it because a lot of Bollywood also started having like just remix?
I've moved on from Bollywood, to be very honest.
Okay.
As a singer also.
So what's your take on remix and remake music?
Like, I've done...
I've done a few myself.
I don't know how many, but I've definitely done 8 to 10 remakes. I would say I'm proud of the way that they have been remade. I just don't like that there's so many number of remakes happening. ऐसा नहीं है कि remakes नहीं होते थे पहले भी. 90s में भी होते थे, early 2000s में भी होते थे. You know, there were those really, you know, the DJ remixes that used to happen at one point. So there have been phases in the industry, but there have been phases. ये क्या हो गया है कि यार in the last 4-5 years original songs are like almost 20% and 80% is
just
like
remix.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them are good, some of them are not so good. And you know, my take on it, I wouldn't say take, I mean, today also if someone asks me to sing one, I'll think 100 times before singing it, because firstly you're going to get flack for it.
Yeah,
because the real purists of the industry will be like,
क्या कर रहे तुम? True.
But at the same time, there have been remakes of mine that have gone to win people's hearts. Like, Ghar Se Nikalte Hi, there was a song which I'd put out, which, you know, got famous through a meme at one point. But the song really, the people really loved that song. And today's generation, you know, especially the youngsters, didn't know the song. Pehle, matlab 90s ka koi gaana tha, lekin they'd never heard it. For them, the version that I put out is... an original song for them.
Yeah.
So in that way, I feel like there are certain songs which have been brought back to life and have become a new song for the for today's generation, which they would never know that the song ever existed if it wasn't remade. So I would say a few remakes here and there are it's good. Okay. There's no problem. The sheer quantity of the way that it's been done and the, you know...
Like every movie now has like a remake from some other...
क्या बोलने का bro? To be very honest, you know, as someone who's part of the industry, like from a artist perspective, I've moved on from, you know, doing stuff like this. I'm more concentrated on doing my independent stuff and my English and regional songs.
I was coming to that. Did you shift from playback Bollywood singing to independent singing because you saw that shift happening? Or what was the reason? Or you always wanted to do that?
I foresaw, I mean, I feel like I had a certain bit of a, you would say, sixth sense that ye shift hone wala hai. I called it quite a few years back. And I would say I was one of the first movers in the industry to
move from playback,
capture that space. Especially when I did English music when no one expected me to. One fine day, people wake up and there's a new song by Arman Malik, which is not in Hindi and it's in English. And it's, the video is international and like he's on a Times Square billboard. And he's signed a deal. And suddenly people are like, wait, what has happened with Arman? But it's not been sudden for me. I've been planning it. There's been a strategy to it. You know, I've always wanted to do that. And silently I was working to do that. While I was doing my Bollywood playback singing. But I saw that transition happen. There were two reasons. You know, firstly, there was a phase where I was replaced from quite a few songs.
Okay.
In Bollywood, which kind of like scarred me in a way.
Okay.
As an artist. I was like, you know, am I not a good singer? Am I not being able to sing well? What doubts aane lage? And that is not something that I can ever let that happen to me, because I know that I'm very sure of how I am as a singer. But these circumstances sometimes...
Just you getting replaced and someone else
sang the song and you were supposed to sing. It's not because I'm... I'm being replaced because I've not sung the song well, I'll accept that. But if I'm replaced... because of certain factors or some politics that's happening, that's unacceptable for me. And that happened so much to me at that point and still happens to me at this point also. Let me be very frank with you. I moved on from Bollywood. I was like, there's nothing left here for me as an artist because meko khushi nahi hai. Because I go to a studio, I sing a song. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of this. I've said this in multiple interviews. Singers don't get paid to sing in movie songs. I don't know what, if you have learned, do you know that?
Yeah. I've heard that from you only.
Yeah.
You said in some other interview as well.
Correct.
Or
so, I mean, to be honest, there's no, kya bolte? See, obviously you do certain things for the love of music, but there's also a monetary motivation. I mean, why are you doing your job?
True.
You love your job, but you're also earning from it.
For sure.
It's being streamed. You do shows, you do talks. There's a monetary stream that's coming in.
You grow because you are getting the money in. And the pleasure of what you do or what I do is we just make money by doing what we love. But at the end of the day, we want to make it. Yeah, that's a beauty. But at the end of the day, we need it or else we won't be able to grow our impact.
I enter the studio because I want to sing a song.
Yeah.
Not because I want that money. But yes, after I've performed the song, I do want that money.
Of course.
And it's because I've done a service. At the end of the day, think of it as a job. Now I've gone and done my work. Koi aapke ghar mein kaam karta hai, ya, you know, you have people who are working or laborers or whatever. You are going to compensate them. Be it the lowest level or the highest level or whatever it is, whether it's an employee or a boss or a partner or whatever, they're all waiting for.
Yeah.
I put in my work, I want this.
True. Even Prime Minister gets paid, bro.
Yeah.
So
so it's as simple as that. Yeah. And it's crazy that, you know, as singers, we don't get to see that. But however,
So playback singers don't get paid.
Yeah. And we are so used to that fact that wo side mein hat gaya.
अच्छा, अब से वैसे आते हैं कि आपको हम अपॉर्चुनिटी दे रहे हैं मूवी में सिंगर बनने की एंड वो गाना हिट हो गया तो आप शोज करोगे शोज से पैसा मिलेगा ओह सो इट्स लाइक इट्स ऑलवेज अ कॉन्वर्सेशन लाइक पीपल डोंट गेट पेड दैट देयर इज नो कॉन्वर्सेशन नहीं बाबा देयर इज नो कॉन्वर्सेशन इट्स जस्ट दैट लिसन आर यू फ्री टू कम टू द स्टूडियो आई एम लाइक हां आई कैन कम लाइक वी कम वी सिंग द सॉन्ग कल को पता चला कोई और गा दिया दोनों सिचुएशन हो सकते हो आपकी आवाज में आया गाना चढ़ा नहीं चढ़ा डिपेंड्स ऑन ऑब्वियसली वो तो ऑब्वियसली नहीं मिलेगा वो तो कंपोजर को भी नहीं मिलता है कभी कभी ओके और जस्ट तो जो स्ट्रीमिंग के पैसे आते हैं वो भी नहीं मिलते नहीं वो तो इट गोज टू द लेबल्स
सो आई मीन इट कुड बी अ स्टोरी दैट वी आर अनकवरिंग हियर और देयर हैव बीन टॉक्स अबाउट इट बिफोर बट यू नो नॉट मेनी पीपल नो दिस जनरल पब्लिक डजंट नो दैट देयर फेवरेट आर्टिस्ट आर नॉट बीइंग पेड
जनरल पब्लिक तो फील्स लाइक ब्रो यू आर मेंटेनिंग हर मूवी में
मैं ना कभी कभी गूगल पे जाता हूँ और वो एक आता है ना अरमान मलिक नेटवर्थ मैं हंसता हूँ उसपे भाई ये झूठ है ये जो फरारी दिखा रहे हो मेरे पास फरारी नहीं है वो एक गाने में यूज किया था मैंने जस्ट टू लुक कूल
फरारी तुम्हें बताओ छुपा कहाँ रखी है तुमने ये बताओ
ये पॉडकास्ट के बाद दिखाता हूँ बट या आई मीन यू नो इट्स that phase where I was being replaced and you know it hurt me to a point where I was like you know to hell with this shit I don't want to do this because I'm not being my soul is not being nourished even if I was not being paid wo to chhod hi do hum log it's crazy that we're putting the money to the side but leave it to the side even the act of singing is not giving me happiness because I'm firstly not doing songs that I want to do
yeah
when I want to do certain songs and I sing it being replaced without being told what the reason is. There's no, like, I would say, suppose you're a composer and I'm singing for you. I sung the song and I go back and tomorrow it releases in someone else's voice. No problem. I got replaced. Theek hai. Samaj aata hai. You felt like someone else. Call should have been made.
That at least I should have told you.
You could have
bro.
Just picked up the call. Yeah, Arman, you sang it. I feel it's not something that I feel is suitable for the song. We'll do another song soon. This one I might not be able to use your voice.
Ouch.
Simple conversation hai. Kuch bura nahi lagna hai isme.
Standard practice hai. Nahi feel match hua jo mujhe chahiye tha.
No problem. And singer ko wo sabse badi important baat ye hai ki once he understands that the song was not given to him because maybe it didn't suit the song, that's something that he can still deal with and move forward. No problem. नेक्स्ट टाइम हम लोग बेटर कर लेंगे या ये मे बी ऐसा कोई गाना नहीं कोई और गाना कर लेंगे व्हेन यू रियलाइज दैट इट्स रिप्लेस्ड बिकॉज़ ऑफ अदर फैक्टर्स देन यू आर लाइक
अदर फैक्टर्स लाइक सम
See, there are factors where people want to push other singers, where they feel they have a vested interest in pushing other singers.
Okay. What are the vested interests? Tell me about it. I want to know.
I mean, there are times where you are signed to a label, you're not signed to a label. Hmm. There are different factors. Signed artists get more priority over non-signed. Not that I was not non-signed, but I was also signed to labels. But that's sometimes what happens is that preference is given more to other singers, and that happens, and they go ahead and sing that. No problem. There's no stress. I'm so sure of myself. Na, I didn't ever feel like, "Arey, singing ke wajah se ho raha hai." I knew that it's all other kind of politics, and this happened quite often. When it happens quite often, na, you start thinking, "Yaar, wait, is there some?" Is then कभी कभी self doubt भी आ जाता है लेकिन मेरे में ना कभी भी self doubt नहीं आया था उस period में हुआ था 2017 2018 में and I was like listen I can't let this happen to me I took a break from everything from shows from songs everything and went to search myself
okay where did you go what did you
I went to New Zealand
okay
it's I have family that's there and it's a beautiful country and I just wanted to open my mind and When I came back, I decided something. I decided ki yaar, hota hai, nahi hone to. Bollywood songs, it's fine. I know my fans will be disappointed. They'll be like, why aren't songs coming in movies? Or why don't you sing more? Abhi bhi I get a lot of messages. Arey, Arman Dada, aap. You know, a lot of people message me. Arman bhai, Arman Dada, aapke gaane waise wo jo aap pehle dalte the, bol do na zara, wajah tum ho, jab tak, waise kyun nahi aa raha hai? Main unko kya bolunga, kyun nahi aa raha hai? I can't explain to them the politics of the industry. Goodness. But it's fine. To the side. I decided ki yaar, if I am to continue doing music, because I love music, okay, I'm going to do music that I believe in, on my own terms, and the way I want to do it.
Hmm.
That's when I did independent music because वहाँ पे कोई कहने नहीं वाला कि ऐसा गाना ये voice replace वो भी नहीं I'm the deciding factor I'm in control and control was my first song as well and it was I mean it was about a controlling relationship but it actually echoed the feelings that I felt you know I can't take it anymore is one of the lines in that song so to be very honest I was so done with being a playback singer because it was not giving me the as an artist you want to feel fulfilled or you want to feel happy your soul needs to feel nourished to doing something and wohi mar di system ne wohi mar diya to main bola ki yaar ye system nahi chahiye main apna khud ka system karna so that's when this transition happened from being a playback singer to an independent and a pop artist
you know but aise bahar se dekh ke nahi lagta honestly When you
हम बहुत अच्छे से अमेजिंग स्वीट वाले इंस्टाग्राम पोस्ट डालते हैं इसलिए किसी को कुछ पता नहीं आता
प्लस राइट व्हेन यू लुक व्हेन वी लुक एट यू इट्स लाइक इट लुक्स लाइक कि ओ चाइल्ड प्रोडिजी बहुत बढ़िया फैमिली है हर जगह बस हर चीज इतने स्वीटली हुई इसके लिए जहां एंटर करो वहां इसने किल किया क्योंकि फैमिली ने आधी चीजें इजी कर दी होगी
करेक्ट
इसको क्या स्ट्रगल्स है
करेक्ट
राइट बिकॉज आई एंड You read these comments, you read these things, people talk about this, ki bhai ye to life is really easy hogi. Anu Malik ne sab aasan kar diya, Dabu Malik ne sab aasan kar diya. So how, did you face like any struggle apart from the struggle which you are facing right now? Because ye to main soch nahi sakta. Kyunki ab to tu bahut established ho gaya. Uske baad if you are telling me that you got replaced, to me that's a very wild thought.
Yeah.
मतलब इट्स शॉकिंग टू मी आई डोंट नो जनरल पब्लिक को कैसा लगेगा कि भाई अभी भी होता है
होता है
सो विद यू यू फेल्ट कि
सी दिस वन पार्ट ऑफ माय स्ट्रगल बट इफ आई से इफ आई हैव स्ट्रगल तो लोग बोलेंगे क्या स्ट्रगल यार लोग वो ही कहेंगे क्योंकि क्या है इन आवर कंट्री देयर आर सो मेनी पीपल हु वांट टू बिकम सिंगर्स एवरीवन इज गोइंग टू लुक एट समवन लाइक मी हु कम्स फ्रॉम अ फैमिली बी लाइक अरे दिस गाय गॉट एवरीथिंग ऑन अ
सिल्वर प्लेट यार
Okay, I come from this family. The reason I didn't take my family's name while going on Sare Ga Ma Pa was that I don't want these questions to come. But phir bhi aayenge. Phir bhi aaye. Wo rok nahi sakte aap. Because I'm a Malik, because I belong to this family, those questions will never stop. So my job is to continue doing my best work. I cannot sit and answer everyone and prove to everyone why I am, why it's justified I am where I am.
True. And it's also
because if you actually go down to do that, na, you can't really win any argument with those people because they're like, no, but you are this person's son. You got to meet this person. You got that song.
Yes.
They will always have that reasoning. But when you go to explain to them that, are, if I didn't sing that song well
I wouldn't
be main aage badhta nahi. So, wo unko samajh nahi aayega. Lekin aapko wo gaana mila na. That is where they will be stuck. Which is fair enough from the world that they come in. I cannot negate that because it is 10,000% tough True. For a person who is completely from no musical background, who doesn't know film industry, comes and becomes a superstar. I mean, that I respect that journey a lot. I respect my journey also a lot. Maybe people might not respect it as much as an outsider's journey. But I know what I have faced. Hmm. I know what obstacles I have had to clear to be who I am, sitting in front of you having this conversation and millions of people listening to us right now.
I look it up SRK a lot. Like I look up to him a lot because of the branding, the way he's been building everything. And I study. I told you, like, one of my favorite subjects since... So I started my first business when I was 16.
Yeah.
And since then, 15, 16, I just study why people do what they do. It's just, I don't know why it just makes me super curious. It just drives me. Mereko lagta hai ki main kuch bhi kar pa raha hu iski wajah se kar raha hu kyunki main logon ki intention samajh pata hu, right? And I study HRK a lot.
Yeah.
To ab wo usne jaan pooch ke kiya ki subtly hua, but har cheez mein ek pattern hai uska to build or to become what he is.
Yeah.
Do you do the certain branding things as well?
Yeah, yeah. There's a strategy to everything.
I'll give an example which I noticed in SRK that Shah Rukh Khan played an emotionally available man in every of his in most of his movies, right? Jab superhero aur jo ek hero ki image hoti thi ki main kisi ko upar se phek dunga, maar dunga, kar dunga, right? Us time pe Shah Rukh Khan made a switch and he just showed that in every movie he is emotionally available to the women. So it's like koi dekhe na, sab alpha male इमेज थी और शाहरुख खान ने किया और तब से फ्रॉम DDLJ टू मोहब्बतें टू कभी अलविदा ना कहना टू कभी खुशी कभी गम टू लव यू जिंदगी तक सब में उसने एक इमोशनली अवेलेबल मैन का एक रोल प्ले किया बहुत सटली राइट. तो मेरे को लगता है बहुत आई डोंट थिंक दैट्स कोइंसिडेंस लाइक बहुत दिमाग से इसने
गुड बी प्ले 100%
यू नो साइलेंटली ऐसे. तो डू यू डू सर्टन थिंग्स इन विथ योर म्यूजिक और मे बी द वे यू लुक एट सोशल मीडिया विथ योर ऑडियंस विच इज वेरी सटल एंड यू वॉन्ट कि यार ओके I am, and I'm not saying that Shah Rukh Khan did it because he wanted to manipulate. He is that person.
Yeah.
He respects women around him. He respects, he always keeps talking about it.
See, if you won the hearts of women, that's it, bro.
Yeah.
You don't need to do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that same rule applies even in my life.
Okay.
Or, you know, with the kind of music that I put out. A lot of my music naturally tends to be liked by the female population.
Yeah.
So, even if you see my fandom, there are obviously Qatar guy fans also who feel very sad that I don't reply to them. But un log dikhte nahi hai mujhe yaar. Like, it's like out of 100 messages, almost 99 are like from girls. So, okay. I don't realize ki yaar kisko kya reply do. But majorly when you, you know, when you have a female dominant fan base and you do more projects or more music or whatever it is, be it as an actor or as a musician, when you do more projects that attract more of the female audience, it's your shot in a way. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you have made a female fan, now whether she's dating someone or she's not dating someone, she will attend your concert, maybe with her boyfriend to watch your concert, or maybe alone, just because she loves love songs or wants to be part of that. So you're attracting, I've seen so many people, so many at my concerts, I'm singing Pehla Pehla Pyar and I'm seeing couples just like, you know, going like this, you know. It's a vibe linked to it. From it seeps from the artist to the song. The music reaches out to those people. They feel those emotions. They're like, oh, I am with a person and this song feels like it's telling my love story. You've hit that emotion. That's it. So, I mean, one part is obviously the music. Other part is branding also.
Okay.
So, you know, when it even comes to, with respect to the brands I associate with also, Cadbury is something that I recently did.
Yeah.
And I have been doing, you know, a lot of associations with them in the last few years. They're the most perfect brand for romance, for
yes.
Be it Valentine's Day. Every Valentine's Day, I've done something with them.
Hmm.
Which is
for me, very strategic in nature.
One part of it is strategic. One part is my love for the brand as well.
Okay.
So it's very important that you are firstly, even with when it comes to brands, a lot of people, you know, say that, you know, are you really a fan? I say, yeah, I am a fan. I have kitne chocolates pade hue. Matlab, I'm firstly like, I love the brand. And then obviously it fits my brand language as an artist. When you place Arman Malik on like a piece of paper and you write 5 attributes, that attributes leads you to think of the 5 brands that lead that cover those attributes. One is TG, which okay. is obviously yeah. which target group that I'm or audience that I'm catering to as an artist.
So it's like 13 to 24
yeah,
year
that
old.
Is, that's the core
of your audience.
Core okay. of my audience. And what are the first few words that come to your mind when you think of Arman Malik? Like if I'm asking you.
Okay. Love.
Yeah.
Soft. Okay, that's another one. I also feel like you're a very sweet person to talk to. Every time I've met you, you've always, even if it's in the gym when you don't want to work out, yeah. you're just come out like you're woken up and like, I've not seen you angry. I've seen you very sweet, calm. Yeah. Calm is it. And what else? I've seen you smiling and laughing most of the time. So I would say smile, laugh, that emotion also, like a happy emotion is also.
So
like
you combine all of this, whatever brand really, really resonates, those 5 attributes are what I'm chasing after or getting myself associated to. So there are strategic points also, which I think very first time I'm even telling people that.
Mm.
But I think it's a cool way for people to get an insight as an artist. Because I think as a business person also, as an entrepreneur, musical entrepreneur, like in the West, the biggest examples are Jay-Z, Diddy,
Dre.
Drake.
Hmm.
They've you know, charted careers not only as musicians. They're obviously musicians and artists themselves, but they're also moguls.
Yeah.
They've also set up empires. They're also empowering other artists. And that is my goal.
Mm.
You know, the label that I've begun, like started now, Always Music, is it's an imprint with Warner Music. And in the next few years, obviously right now it's releasing my independent music. In the next few years, I'm going to be searching artists that I feel would be the face of Indian music globally going forward. And I would love to give them my learnings so that they don't need to go through any of that stuff and start right from where I feel like this is the right way that we should go about it.
Yeah.
Because I've done all this.
You have done the groundwork. You've laid down a
home. This homework and blueprint is already done. We just need to create good music with you guys, whoever the artist that I feel I want to onboard onto that label. That is my goal.
Sure. Yes, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'll see you in the gym next.
Yes. And we have to not miss it.
Thank you so much for watching this episode till the end. प्लीज़ हमें कमेंट्स में बताओ कि आपको इस एपिसोड में क्या अच्छा लगा और क्या गंदा लगा. अगर कुछ अच्छा लगा तो कमेंट में बताने के साथ साथ लाइक करो, सब्सक्राइब करो और एटलीस्ट एक इंसान के साथ शेयर करो जिसको ये कॉन्वर्जेशन हेल्प कर सकती है. क्योंकि यू नेवर नो, वन कॉन्वर्जेशन कैन स्पार्क अ न्यू आइडिया एंड दैट कैन चेंज समवन्स लाइफ फॉरएवर. अंटिल द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड, कीप फिगरिंग आउट.